You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
They said it couldn't happen. Who are they? We've reached volume 20 of Sound and Next Vision. Welcome, Nick Elliott. How are you?
Well, thanks, Alex.
Marvellous.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How was Germany?
It's good. It was good.
Good.
Yeah, it was.
And the band Yellow?
Top band. Top band. Lovely bunch of guys.
See all sorts of
hopefully
things
we're going to do something very soon.
It's the wonderful time of August, Sue Price, and you're still with us, which is great stuff to hear.
I am, absolutely, particularly when we play tunes like Prince. That is one of my top tunes. I love that tune.
In November, of course, people can also see your good self on the television set, can they not?
They can, but it's a bit of a secret.
But yeah, I'm just saying. They will be able to see you on a television programme. Which features food.
It does.
That's all we have to say. It kind of takes place in the night and possibly with a few moves.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. In the summertime. Some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves. Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on our night moves. And it was summertime. Sweet summertime, summertime. The lightning, waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves? When you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing in. Night moves. Night moves.
complete fans and aficionados of all things Nick Elliott, you may well note that last month's production, Volume 19, of course, Sue Royce elected Joe Bonamassa with Slow Gin as a major choice. Prince and Purple Rain probably is in pole position to actually take the lead for this month, but there's still so much good stuff to go, including what we've just heard, which was what exactly, please, Nick Elliott?
That was Bob Seger.
And his Silver Bullet Band.
Indeed.
And
Night Moves.
And it does.
Great track.
There we are, Whiskey Man, Molly Hatchett, and we continue ever onwards. What did you make of that one, Sue?
I did like that very much. Yeah, it's not one I've heard before, but it's certainly one I'll hunt out again.
And Molly Hatchett clearly getting in touch with their feminine side, Whiskey Man.
Great name for a band. I love it.
Back to Pink Floyd again, of course, for your next little selection.
From my favourite album of all time.
And what might that be, Nick?
Dark Side of the Moon.
And what might we be about to hear?
Breathe.
Look around, choose your own ground. The long you live and how you fly, smiles you'll give and tears you'll cry. And all you touch and all you see is all your life will ever be. The tide and balanced on the biggest wave, the race towards an early grave.
Are you interested in video games? If so, be sure to join me, Jake, on the Cyber Den, your weekly dose of tech and games. Treat yourself to the latest news, interviews, some brilliant music, and much more. After all, it is approved by...
me, Duke Nukem.
Kane from Command and Conquer.
Agent 47.
Colonel Roy Campbell.
And more. So join me, Jake, on the Cyber Den. Every Wednesday, 10 till 12.
On Siren FM, 107.3.
I'm just an aging drummer boy, and in the wars I used to play, and I've called a tune to many a torture session. Now they say I am a war criminal, and I'm fading away. Father, please hear my confession. I have legalized robbery, called it belief. I have a run with the money, I have a hit like a thief. Rewritten history with my armies and my crooks, invented memories. I did burn all the books, and I can still hear his laughter, and I can still hear his song. The man's too big, the man's too strong. Man's too big.
quite frankly, he's too strong. The man, that is. Another Dire Straits number, Nick.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely band.
But has it impacted at all on Prince and Purple Rain? I suspect not, Sir Royce.
No, not really. I like Dire Straits, particularly like Mark Knopfler's voice. Mm-hmm. He's really smooth voice, but nah. Yeah, by a nose, I'm afraid,
clearly,
by a nose.
Clearly sorted through on that basis. So, Nick, as we look at the nickelliott.eu contact website and we go to the delights of exhibitions, we find Nick Elliott UK Tour dates to be announced soon.
Yes.
Is that all we can say at present?
It is, really.
Cat on the case?
Yeah.
She does her best work on the case,
Cat's on the case, press people on the case, and all being well, we're putting together something really, really good.
And some of the other things might be on the vans. Oh, never said too much, never mind. Last month, we teased ahead. In fact, we might have teased ahead this month to Sue appearing on a television set. Lots of television sets, actually. In November. Can you reveal what programme you're going to be part of, Sue?
A very well-known food show on a very well-known station.
Does it feature animals?
No.
Does it feature a rising sun?
No.
Oh, dear.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call away.
has that impacted on Prince, Sue? Or is it a case of, no, it would if it was my father?
Yeah. It's my dad's favourite tune, that.
The Animals.
And they were very good.
Chaz Chandler and company, yes. Okay, then, on to the line that clearly we can only introduce, Nick, with the word, or indeed the expression, shh, can't we? Why is that, though?
Even in the quietest moments.
Look, it's a little birdie. Come to say hello.
Don't you let the sun disappear. Don't you let the sun disappear. Don't you let the sun be. Oh, you can't believe in my life. Just a dream. And though your door is always open, where do I begin? May I please come in, dear?
Now, if I had a vote, which of course I don't because it's Nick Elliott's show, I would have put that as number one by far. You know, certainly, you know, Prince, not a patch on even in the quietest moments from Supertramp. But Sue probably will say, you don't know what you're talking about.
I still like Prince. It's not that I didn't like that because I thought that was very good.
Yeah, but. Well, there you have it. At the end of the day, what are we left with, as the average white band might say, Nick?
Just picking up the pieces. We'll be right back.
And away they go with Average White Band. Pick up the pieces on Sound and Next Vision for August, Volume 20, which is what you're listening to on Sound FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. I'm talking a little bit quicker than normal because we've got two sensational tracks to actually fit into the programme, and I know, Nick, you want to actually feature both of them, starting off with Led Zeppelin. Would you like to take this away for an introduction, please?
Gallows Pole.
Hangman, hangman, turn your head over.
So, Sue Rice, will it be Average White Band, Supertramp, The Animals, Dire Straits, Pink Floyd, Molly Hatchet, Bob Seger, or Prince? And effectively, you vote. I mean, before we go to the Rory Gallagher number, but that's already been spoken for. Persona's next point, that's been spoken for. Which one would you go for?
Pink Floyd almost made it, but it's got to be Prince.
There you are. You'll find out what Sue's Choice of Volume 21 is going to be when we actually go through trying to remember the month of September. And as we've just had August, it's just been a heck of a summer. Nick, how do people get in touch with your good self for the show, for the programme, for your ace photographic skills, for all manner of delights and joys?
That would be nickelliott.eu or nickelliott.info, which is the press office. All the social media.
Before you give the special dedication for the final tune in Volume 20, anybody else you'd like to sort of just say, well done in Italy for continuing to listen to the show, well done in Norwich, well done in France?
My good friends, Barry and Jackie Hooks in Norwich, and a selection of people in Italy.
A selection,
and America, and some German fans.
We just love them, don't we?
We're spreading wide, Alex.
It's only for the towels.
We're not out of the EU, not when it comes to this show.
There's no in the whole thing. So we come around to the final show. Before we say those words, keep music live. Just in case you're wondering, because we had a bit of a problem with Volume 19, remembering what a strapline was. It's keep music live. I remember the agony we went through in Volume 15 to actually come up with that title. But would you like to introduce Rory Gallagher and why you've gone for this particular selection for our ace producer?
Yes, I would. It's dedicated this track to my PR guru, and that's Kat, and producer of this show. This is a favourite Rory Gallagher track from the album Blueprint, and it's Walk on Hot Coals.
Like a cat on a hot tin roof, really.
Could be.
Let's say it. A one, a two, a three...
Keep music live!
I lost my job. like a feeling.